at Elmshaven in late 1902. Ellen White had much on her mind during the closing days of 1902. She was burdened with the production of her books Education and Testimonies, Volume 7, and A Beginning on Old Testament History, Prophets and Kings. She was deeply concerned over the situations in Battle Creek. The Review and Herald Publishing House forged ahead, seemingly unmindful of the many messages of warning and counsel God had given to avert disaster. Those in charge of rebuilding the sanitarium seemed heedless of many guiding messages, replacing the large structure regardless of mounting debts. There was Dr. J.H. Kellogg himself, whom Ellen White viewed as in a particularly perilous position by way of self-exaltation and independence. The days came and went as ticking off the time for the convening of the General Conference session in March and April, 1903.
W.C. White, to whom Ellen White looked for assistance in her book work, was urgently summoned by A.G. Daniels from Elmshaven in early November, 1902, to meetings in Battle Creek to deal with financial problems.
He would be gone for 11 weeks. On the last day of the year, she learned that the Review and Herald Publishing House had burned to the ground the night before. This came as no surprise to her. The next General Conference session was scheduled to be held in California, beginning in late March. For a time, Ellen White pondered whether she should attend.